This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat stands. According to the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying that this week the president may close the Mexican border to stop that country's inaction in combating the increasing numbers of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States.
We need border security, and we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country. Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
Reports are over 1,800 air flights are delayed at this hour with planes stuck on the ground because of a technical problem with the flight planning weight and balance program. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former Nevada Lieutenant Governor candidate Lucy Flores, who's raised sexual misconduct allegations against former Vice President Joe Biden, who's expected to announce his candidacy for the White House soon, says the incident should disqualify him from running. Although Flores says that's not the only one.
I think that his response to the way in which he handled the Anita Hill hearing was completely also inappropriate and lacked empathy and, frankly, lacked accountability.
She spoke on CNN State of the Union. Biden says he never thought his behavior was considered inappropriate. Online child care marketplace Care.com dropping nearly half its nearly 100,000 daycare center listings after the Wall Street Journal finds hundreds of listings were not licensed by states as claimed, while others either didn't exist or didn't even know they were on the site. Auburn, Virginia, Michigan State, and Texas Tech in the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four set for next weekend in Minneapolis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin sharing some great news with his fans. He does not have cancer. The former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver had said last week he was awaiting biopsy results for possible throat cancer, but he said last night that his tests came back 100% clean. The 53-year-old thanking fans, though, for their prayers and support. Irvin said last week he was terrified at the prospect that he could have throat cancer. He said his father had died of the disease at the age of 51. A look at what was big at the theater box offices this weekend from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 feet apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director, the movie Unplanned, comes in at $6.1 million.
And today is April 1st, April Fool's Day. There is no clear origin of it, but the first recorded April Fool's Day was in France in 1582. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, happy April Fool's Day. How are you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Nancy Pelosi would love to get her hands on the book that our next author is presenting, Adam Schiff. I mean, you name it. Just go right down the Democratic line. Kevin Priceless has come up with the definitive Mueller report, the complete and final findings against President Donald J. Trump. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I love your book. I mean, it's as if, the way you've written it, the words just fly right off the pages.
Yeah, you know, it's a really quick read. There's a lot of space there for people
right.
to fill in if they want.
Yeah, well, it's...
chapters. It goes in depth, really in depth into the whole case.
Redactions, we don't even worry about redactions or anything, right, when you write it this way?
Oh, no, the whole thing's there for everybody to see.
Right. So, the big question is, what is Barr hiding? I mean, if you watch the satire of Saturday Night Live, which I think was a goofy deal. I was kind of hoping it would have been a little bit more funny or inappropriate. But you had this feeling that, SNL was trying to tell us that Bill Barr's hiding something from us.
Well, you could see from all my extensive research that everything that's in the report speaks mm-hmm. for itself. Uh-huh. You know, we actually got the report. I probably shouldn't be telling you this because it's classified. Mm-hmm. But my fiance's sister is Adam Schiff's maid. And now Adam Schiff had a flood by his toilet. It was a leaky toilet, figure. And
yes.
the pages were there. So she grabbed them to save mm-hmm. them from getting, soaked.
Yes.
That's when she saw what it was. And then she brought it home, and that's how I got a hold of it.
Well,
the report is there. I mean... Mm-hmm.
Well, we know for nearly 2 years, Kevin, America's been waiting on pins and needles for the definitive answer to the question that shook our American values and beliefs to the core. Did President Trump collude with Russia before, during, and or after the 2016 presidential election? So, go ahead.
No collusion.
Yeah. No collusion.
Absolutely zero collusion. I mean, if you look at the page, it's as bold as it could possibly be. There was zero collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
It's incredibly clear, is it not?
I mean, if you look at all the in-depth research I did, I came to only one conclusion, that there was no collusion.
Well, the Mueller report, listen to the praise for Mueller. I like that you included this in your book, too. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, referred to Mueller as a respected public servant of the highest integrity. Chuck Schumer says, former Director Mueller is exactly the right kind of individual for this job. I now have significantly greater confidence that the investigation will follow the facts wherever they lead. Even with his new nickname, Pencil Neck Adam Schiff, I think this was the right decision and the right candidate for that job. I will say this. I'm in Southern California, and in my travels, I was in the west side of L.A., yesterday, and there was one sign, I mean, at least one sign, on a bridge over the freeway here, the 405 freeway, and it said, thank you, Representative Adam Schiff.
Was it sarcastic, or was it being very serious?
Well, you never know. I mean, it was the day before April Fool's Day, but there was only one sign up there. You're seeing the way the polling is going. The mainstream media has done a good job in influencing mainstream America, or at least the public at large, into thinking that there was, you know, collusion. There's conspiracy. It's like my old boss used to tell me, Kevin, that you know, when things got like this and you just saw a pile of manure and you'd see people digging through the pile of manure and you'd hear one person say, I know there's a pony in there somewhere. And this is where the Democrats find themselves, is they're just digging through this manure and they're just looking for that pony that is going to say that everything they did is justified. I mean, you got Jake Tapper yesterday with Mick Mulvaney saying, hey, look, you know, we got it right. You know, we reported it right. We had it all down. They go, well, you guys lost so much credibility that your audience went away. I mean, according to the latest ratings, I mean, the floor went out from underneath you because you guys misrepresented this. But that's his story. He's trying to stick to it.
I mean, I think the interesting part is, you know, how they got their information. I think it was either Brennan or Clapper that told Comey to go brief the president at Trump Tower about the DCA.
Right.
And, you know, Comey even said CNN was looking for an angle. Well, Comey gave him the angle. Now, I don't know if Comey, you know, was just a dupe, but Brennan and Clapper, one of them used that. I assume it's Clapper because, you know, he's now at CNN. Mm-hmm. But he used it as a way to get in there and, mm-hmm. and get the president, you know, president-elect into a lot of trouble. Now, what people are missing here, what Adam Schiff doesn't, first of all, Adam Schiff's memo has been proven to be wrong every step of the way, but nobody discusses that his memo was 100% off. He had the dates wrong with Bruce Ohr. Mm-hmm. The whole thing's a mess. What I don't think any American actually cares about is the fact that Carter Page was spied on.
Yes.
That's how this whole thing started. And I don't know if you've ever seen Carter Page. I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy,
mm-hmm.
but he's not. I mean, he looks like Inspector Gadget. He's not a spy.
A serious spy operative.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Spies keep their mouths shut. This guy can't stop talking.
Exactly.
Yeah. They ruined his life. I mean, they ruined the other...
George Papadopoulos, I mean, this poor guy, I mean, here he is. You know, we were just talking to Michael Caputo. Caputo had identified him as the coffee boy. You know, he was a wrangler, you know, for the campaign. Young upstart with some ambition. You know, here he is. He's in a wave of all kinds of enthusiasm, the Donald Trump campaign and everything. And, you know, and they just took full advantage of this young man and put him through the ringer. You know, but what kind of impact is I've asked, what kind of impact is this going to have on anybody else down the road, Kevin, that would want to be involved with the campaign? I mean, clearly what this has told us is that if you're for the Democrats, hey, you can get away with murder. But if you're a Republican and if they don't like what you're doing, you're going to be in the crosshairs big time, and they're going to use the full force of the government and the people's money to come after you. And so what if they ruin you and your family?
You know, it's a really interesting point, is that they really just don't care. You know, 5 years ago, you know, the civil libertarians, which were mostly, you know, Democrats, mm-hmm. they'd be up in arms when they found out about this spies abuse and everything that's happened. I mean, you have, you know, James Clapper, who says, we never spied on any Americans. Not wittingly. Are you kidding me?
You have no wits.
It's just,
that's ironic. I mean, that's like a former Attorney General Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as voter fraud in America. And I go, well, why do they keep getting arrested and convicted and spending time in jail if there's no voter fraud?
You know, the whole thing is so mind-blowing that it's one-sided. I mean, God forbid, you know, CNN and MSNBC would actually try reporting the truth. I mean, this whole thing was a scam. I mean, do you realize how crazy it is that they were accusing a president of the United States of conspiring with Russia And then you've got Swalwell and Schiff on TV saying, oh, we've never seen a president, bow down to Putin. He's been the toughest president. He's been the toughest president on Russia in years.
Well, I think we had a president that bowed down to a Saudi king, which is a whole other story, but nobody wants to even have that conversation. Kevin Preislich is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, The Full Mueller Report. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Amazon won't even put up. I mean, they're just so afraid of it. It comes to you totally unredacted, no black lines. We're talking the Mueller Report, the complete and final findings against President Donald J. Trump. Satirist Kevin Preislich is with us as we continue our conversation. Kevin, how did this book come to you? You say it was probably one of the, well, you said it took a lot longer than you thought it was going to take.
Yeah, well, I thought about it while I was getting a root canal in the dentist office, and they had, you know, the funny gas mask.
Yeah.
I saw on TV that people were, like, really looking forward to this report that's going to have nothing in it. So I said, that's perfect. Let's do a Mueller report. Let's do it as in-depth as possible. Research it as much as possible and get it out as quick as possible, unredacted, for people like Gerald Nadler, Pelosi, Schumer, and Adam Schiff. I figure, you know what, let's just throw it all out there. Give them what they want.
Yeah, and you did. And you didn't even have to spend close to $30 million in order to produce it, right?
No, actually, I think I spent $65 for the ISBN. That was the price tag on this book. I figured, you know, let the government save the rest. I don't need any congressional committee money. I was thinking to myself, you know, the special counsel had all these people on there that hated, you know, Donald Trump. You had Jeannie Ray, who worked for the Clinton Foundation. If they can't find anything, you know, I want to do an in-depth report. Let's see if I could find anything.
Right. Nothing. I mean, really, you know, 19 attorneys, you got 2,800 subpoenas, all this stuff that goes on and on, and I think that Bill Barr laid that out quite eloquently, and I also like the way that he held on to Rosenstein, because had he fired Rosenstein, they would have claimed additional foul, but he quoted Rosenstein, which is maybe what President Trump should have done more often when giving reason to fire James Comey, but, you know, he got outside of his lane on that. And when he did, then it became, oh, it was part of a conspiracy, and that, you know, he fired James Comey. So then, you know, the FBI had to protect and honor the integrity of the FBI if there was any left.
You know, a lot of people didn't pick up on this, and I don't understand why in the media, especially on CNN and MSNBC.
Yeah, because they're really brilliant. They're very smart people over there, you know.
Oh, I mean, yeah, their ratings are, I mean, I've never seen anything go down quicker in my life. It's like when somebody flatlines.
Yes.
So the interesting thing that nobody picked up on, which kind of shocked me, is that after, you know, James Comey was fired by Rosenstein or Attorney Sessions, Rosenstein actually asked McCabe to get back into contact with Comey so that Comey could help pick the special counsel, which nobody's really reporting on, but Andrew McCabe said that himself.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's really reporting him. Think about how crazy that is, that Rosenstein fires Comey.
Yes.
And then asks Comey who should be the special counsel.
Mm.
That just is insane. But nobody wants to report on that. Everybody wants to report on the fact that, you know, somehow Trump was in bed with the Russians.
And right, exactly.
Millions and millions of books making these accusations that turn out it's completely, I mean, Brennan. Oh, yeah, I must have had my information wrong.
Right,
you
right.
You think?
Yes, exactly.
If these people don't realize, you, like...
Well, you just said something. You just said something, and I want to make sure people, you know, catch what you just shared, and that is that, you know, for the country, it has been such a drain and mind-blowing, but for the Democrats... and Comey and book sales and whatever. I mean, this has been a moneymaker. I mean, not that Comey's book is, you know, selling out at bookstores or anything like that. But, you know, I'm sure they paid him, you know, an advance on this and probably regret the advance, because no sooner do they pay it and they actually take it out in the marketplace, people, you know, realized it for what it is. So now it's a doorstop.
I mean, nobody should be writing a book on higher loyalty than Jim Comey. There's nobody that knows more about loyalty than Jim Comey. It's quite staggering how great of a public servant he was, how he did everybody a great mm-hmm. service by, you know, coming out and sharing his thoughts. He's a dumb human being. Sorry that I would say that on the air about a former.
I think that kind of slipped, and I'll let you you know, honor that slippage. But, you know, the thing is that higher loyalty to whom? That's what I ask. You know, to this cabal. You know, higher loyalty to this deep state. You know, to the shadow government, but certainly not to constitutional loving patriots.
I mean, in my book, I do a whole chapter on FISA abuse, which is really interesting, because when you mm-hmm. when you think about it, I mean, I think at the end of this whole entire charade, you're going to see Comey, McCabe, Yates, even Rosenstein. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be in a lot of trouble for signing bad FISA warrants.
Well,
you can't do stuff like that.
Well, you know, after everything is all said and done, which is in typical government form and fashion, I think you probably have written the definitive report on FISA abuse, and they will get more from your book than they will get from the government, because it's going to come up in total elitist form and fashion and, you know, collusion and confusion. And the takeaway will be is that, you know, I'm so tired, I just don't care anymore. You know, I don't want to hear any more about Russian anything, Russian salad dressing or, you know, anything at all. And the Russian brides, you know, that troll your emails, they're upset because now they're just being routinely just deleted because nobody wants anything to do with anything Russian right now.
You know, I want everybody to think about this, okay, the chapter on Page and Strzok text. This is the most fascinating thing to me, is that you have two of the highest level people at the FBI who do not realize that they're on government phones, and that when you're on a government phone, mm-hmm. right, texts are saved. At least they should be. Majority of them are saved.
Right.
And they were talking to each other as though, you know, nobody reads their texts. The head of, or whatever he was, the number two in counterintelligence, had no idea that his text messages would be read at some point. Think about how dumb he is.
Well,
that's just insane.
Proving once again,
had no bias.
Yeah, proving once again that love again is stupid and dumb. You know, I was talking with a friend. It's the dopamine. That's what it is. You know, that dopamine running through you. That's why they call it dopamine, because it makes you dopey. And I mean, these are elites in these higher level of government. You know, like John Podesta. You know, John, you need a password. Okay. Okay, how about password? You know, and you are,
yeah.
you're handling a major campaign, and that's the best you can come up with is password?
Yeah, but they didn't even find it that way. They found it because he thought he got one of those emails from Gmail, like some person saying that your Gmail password has been compromised. And he sent it to the IT guy at the DNC, and the IT guy sent it back and said, yeah, this is right, change your password here. And he clicked the wrong link. And so the link that he clicked gave his password to whoever was phishing. You know, somebody was phishing for his password. That's how they got his password. People are like, oh, these people hacked in. No, this idiot clicked on the wrong link.
Right.
And gave his password, which just so happened to be password.
Yeah, right.
So,
well, and then here is the standard bearer for the party, you know, violating all modes of privacy and security. And as Secretary of State, and she's just laying her stuff out there and claiming some sort of foul, like, you know, I've been violated. Well, but I thought you were smarter than this. I mean, how intelligent are you that you're going to take top government information and put it on a public server and then afterwards, you know, erase some 30,000 emails because somebody sends 30,000 emails about a wedding and being a grandma or some other
yoga.
Yeah, yoga. I mean, what would your life be if you spent 30,000 emails on yoga and being a grandfather, Kevin?
I mean, honestly?
And oh, by the way, maybe in your spare time, you are the Secretary of State of the most important nation in the free world.
You know, you make a really good point. What would I do? Let's see. I would probably, you know, try and flee to another country so I wouldn't get arrested.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Prostlick has been our guest. He's a satirist from New York City. He's still trying to deal with, you know, the latest tax that's going to be thrust upon him, you know, the congestion tax, which is a whole other story that's going to make his brain explode. Of course, this is a humor book, and this is why Amazon doesn't want to run it. It is not the actual report. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Sharing on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
You got it.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The threat stands. According to the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, saying that this week the president may close the Mexican border to stop that country's inaction in combating the increasing numbers of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States.
We need border security, and we're going to do the best we can with what we have. The Democrats will not give us any additional money to do this. They won't give us any additional people. And importantly, they will not change the law that is acting as this giant magnet for people from South and Central America to come into this country. Faced with those limitations, the president will do everything he can. If closing the ports of entry mean that, that's exactly what he intends to do.
Reports are over 1,800 air flights are delayed at this hour with planes stuck on the ground because of a technical problem with the flight planning weight and balance program. And this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, spending a part of your day. For more information on the show, remember, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. That has all the information you need to know. Hey, we're going to be talking about the 100 safest cities in our country. Wonder where yours rank, huh? Well, how safe is your city? SafeWise, the leading resource for all things safety, recently released its annual Safest Cities in America report, called from FBI data. In conjunction with his first ever State of Safety report, new this year, the State of Safety in America is a comprehensive study of some 5,000 U.S. residents on their fears and attitudes about safety. According to the report, nearly 60% worry about their safety. Can you believe this? Every single day. That is most incredible. And here to tell us more about it is the safety and security expert herself, Rebecca Edwards. Welcome to the show. How are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm fantastic.
Hey, hey, thank you so much. I mean, our audience really appreciates this information. I tell you, that number is astounding. 60% worry every day about their safety?
Yeah. Absolutely. We've discovered that across the country, people are worrying about their digital security, their property crime rates, and violent crime rates. And while people are worrying about these things, the country has actually got the lowest crime rates it's ever had. Crime rates have been steadily decreasing. Mm-hmm. And so there's a disconnect between reality and perception.
Are we being bombarded by a lot of negative news to give us the perception that there's more danger there than actually is?
Yeah, I think that's a huge contributor. And you're getting news from a multitude of sources that, yeah, is just coming at you all the time. I was in the grocery store the other day, and there were like 5 different national newspapers lined up. Every single headline was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's no wonder that people are stressed out.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you noted that there are some especially, poignant concerns that are keeping people up at night. What are they?
Well, as I mentioned, digital security is the top fear, and you're looking specifically at identity theft and being hacked.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to property crime, people are worried about break-ins at their home. And when it comes to violent crime, interestingly, the number one fear is being robbed on the street, which is a very rare occurrence when you look at all of the data.
Wow, that's incredible. Is that, I think on the surface, for me, I would think that this might be in response to the, you know, kind of tribalistic attitude that our culture has been working on recently.
Yeah, that could definitely be a factor for sure. But the good news is that there are a lot of things that people can do
yes.
to make themselves feel safer and to actually be safer.
Okay, before we talk about that, I want to remind everybody we're visiting with Rebecca Edwards, safety and security expert and writer. And she's a trusted expert when it comes to home and personal safety and security. She's been researching, testing, and writing about home security systems and home safety equipment for the past 6 years. So she knows what she's talking about, so I hope you're taking notes here. All right, let's talk about some good news. Okay, what do we do about it to quell those fears?
Well, I mean, being prepared and taking precautions so that you don't have to, you want to adopt safety practices before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Our motto is that safety is a lifestyle and not an afterthought.
Right.
So for digital security, we recommend secure, unique passwords for every single thing you have to sign into. It's a lot, but it's going to keep you safe.
Right.
Protect your home Wi-Fi router, set up the firewalls, update the firmware. Simple things that you can do to help people from penetrating your home. When it comes to property crime, a lot of what you can do is common sense. Lock the doors and windows of your home and your vehicle. Make sure that you know who your neighbors are, what vehicles and pets and people belong on your street. There are some awesome tech tools that you can use also to help you feel safer and actually be safer. There's an app that I love called the Neighbors app. It's by Ring, who makes the video doorbells.
Right.
But the cool part is you do not have to have a Ring product to use the app. Mm. And this app allows people in the neighborhood to post incidents that have happened, things to watch out for, shady characters that they've seen, and local law enforcement also submits crime reports so that you know what's happening in your neighborhood. And it's sort of like a modern-day neighborhood watch.
Exactly. And I think that's so cool. We visit, when we're here in California, we stay with a 90-year-old retired teacher, and they have that in their neighborhood. I think that's awesome that, you know, each neighbor is keeping the other, you know, aware of what's happening around their zip code.
Absolutely. That's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about landscaping?
Landscaping. It sounds strange, but landscaping can be a really great security tool. First of all, you don't want to create spots for people to hide.
Mm-hmm.
If you hiding spots are no good. And then you can also, in addition to keeping things trimmed back and preventing hiding holes, you can plant shrubbery and plants that deter crime, that
mm-hmm.
prickly things, thorny stuff that nobody wants to climb over to get into your house.
Exactly. This stuff still looks good, but it can be, you know, you consider it as a line of defense, you know, and I've always looked at it in terms of concentric circles. You know, what is the first line of defense that you have when somebody comes into your perimeter? It could be a light, you know, that comes on when people come across that, right? And, you know, and I like the idea about the landscaping, and you're exactly right. Prickly bushes, even though they're prickly, they look pretty good. You can find some really good-looking ones.
You can. There's some good ones out there.
Right. Great job. Okay. Anything else that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, I think that you also need to think about protecting yourself personally.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, when you're out walking around, if you've parked a car and you need to walk, stay in lighted areas. Again, be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to what's happening. Be alert. Have your keys out and ready to go so you don't need to fumble in your bag where someone could take you by surprise. And you can take it a little bit further on all levels and go for some pepper spray, go for a personal alarm. You can also add alarms to your home and your car.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure, I mean, those are the things that are going to alert you to danger and scare other people away and hopefully link to help.
You know, and that's really a good point, too. And I would say, Rebecca, people need to be familiar with, you know, whether it's the use of pepper spray or an alarm. I was reading here recently where in two separate cases, somebody had pepper spray, but they weren't even familiar enough with it, how to use it.
Thanks for having us on. It's been great.
Oh, you got to go. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we'll get going, and I'll finish up the rest of it. So Rebecca Edwards has been with. Thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca is safety and security expert and writer, as I mentioned. She's a trusted expert in home and personal safety and security. She's been researching, testing, and writing about home safety security systems and home safety equipment for the past 6 years. And the information she gave is absolutely brilliant. And I did also want to talk to her about, you know, securing our home for young children and aging parents. You know, I mentioned that when we're here in California, we spend time with a 90-year-old retired teacher. And so we're, you know, keeping an eye out for things to help her as well and to contribute to her safety. And if you'd like some more information, check out the website, safest cities. America. So safest/cities/America. That's what you want to do, and check that out. So safewise.com. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. And elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live. I want something just like
this. We're making music together, you and me, as we continue to fight the good fight to get this country back on track. Unplanned, the movie, did outstanding, and Adam Holtz from Focused on the Family plugged in is with us. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good news. I was checking out the box office over the weekend to say, okay, yeah. How is the movie doing? We did a lot of lead up to it, as you know. In fact, I spoke with Ashley and Mike Lindell on Friday, and I was at NRB in Anaheim, California for the annual convention. Abby Johnson stopped by, and she.
Wow.
Very pregnant, by the way, with her eighth child.
I was going to say, I think it's number eight, right?
Yeah, exactly. And my wife goes, did I hear her right? Did she say number eight? And I said, yeah, number eight. Go figure.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, well, as you mentioned, Unplanned did, I think, really well and exceeded expectations in terms of what, you know, the Hollywood prognosticators thought it was going to do. It did 6.1 million this weekend, which, you know, those are not going to sound like Star Wars or Captain Marvel numbers, but, you know, for a low budget, essentially independent film, those were terrific numbers, and it was only on 1,000 screens. And so what that means is the per screen average, and we're sort of deep in the woods here, but was $5,770, which was a fantastic per screen average for the number of screens it was
on. Yeah, they're ranked number three, right? They brought it up number three overall. Yeah.
It did about twice what they thought it was going to do. And so the upshot of that is that it's expanding from about a little over 1,000 theaters to 1,700 next weekend.
Oh, that's great. Well, look at the cinema score. Look at the cinema score on it.
You tell me what that is, because I'm not on that page right now.
A+.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is how powerful it is. Certainly, Planned Parenthood does not want you to see this movie.
No,
I was excited, and you and I both. We've been encouraging all people of faith, no matter what. You need to get in front of this movie, and I got to tell you, I mean, the Catholics were behind this really big time. I mean, every Catholic church I went to, they were talking about Unplanned. And so that encouraged me, because this is a movie that people need to see for the reality of it. Because, the fact of the matter is 60 million babies aborted later, Adam, as you and I talked about, it's primarily women
that I've been carrying the burden of this. Although I got to tell you, I spoke with a director and producer at NRB, and he told me, and you could see the pain in his face. He says, "Bill, my child would have been 23." Because I relate, you know. One of the things I share with people is that every time I talk with somebody who has had an abortion, they will tell me, women, you know, primarily, I think this is probably the second man that has given me that response that women give me. And they will say, "Oh, my child would have been 7 or Bill, my child would have been 13. And that tells you what a profound impact this has on their psyche, that they carry this with them. And thank God, I believe what I'm sensing is God is saying, look, you've carried this burden long enough.
Yeah.
You have, you've been lied to. You are open for the truth, and I am going to reveal to you the liberating truth of what you have done. And also, in that process, I'm going to reveal to you just how forgiving and how loving I am, and that what I've done has already covered it. And that you are forgiven. And this is what needs to be heard by the women who feel this immense amount of shame for what they've done. And that's the other thing too, Adam, is that you hear from women who say, "I knew right then when it happened to me that it was not right. That it was like, you know, in a way you kind of feel like, go back to the Garden of Eden. What Adam and Eve felt at that moment when they disobeyed God."
Well, and I think even if you're not somebody with a Christian conviction on this issue, and maybe you're not even pro-life, I just don't know how you couldn't at least have some second thoughts. And I say that respectfully as a man. Obviously, I don't know what that feels like, but I don't know how you couldn't at least have, you know, moments where you had, well, what if? You know, what would that child have been like? What if I had made a different choice? And, you know, we interviewed Ashley Bratcher, who played Abby Johnson.
I was just going to bring that up, and I'm glad you're doing. Go ahead.
And we have an extensive blog interview. It's one of the longest things we've ever published. And a lot of times when you do interviews, there's fluff, and you trim them down to just the good stuff. This whole thing is the good stuff, Bill. Mm-hmm. And she talked about how the purpose of this movie is not to keep shame on anybody, but to invite them to recognize that there is forgiveness, that there is grace, that there is healing. Mm-hmm. And I think the movie really demonstrates that in a powerful way, even as it deals with the graphic reality of abortion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's what changed Abby Johnson's life.
Yeah,
I mean, she went in, and typical of most women, men at the time as well, thinking, oh, yeah, you know, it's the woman's body, it's choose. And, you know, she got involved with Planned Parenthood for all that Planned Parenthood promotes, that it's about women's health. And but really, it took her 8 years to figure out, a little bit about women's health, maybe initially more about women's health, less about abortion. But her world got turned upside down to realize, nope, it's really about abortion.
It really is, and obviously this is an enormously controversial subject in our culture, but yeah, I think there's been some real spiritual warfare involving this movie.
No doubt.
They got shut down on Twitter this weekend. Mm-hmm. Most of the networks that they wanted to buy advertising on rejected them. You know, movies in this day and age absolutely depend on their marketing, and these guys had their hands tied behind their backs.
Mm-hmm.
And it still did twice as much as what the experts in Hollywood thought it was going to do. I think as the word gets out, the momentum is going to build with this. So even if you didn't have a chance to see it last weekend, I would definitely read our review at PluggedIn.com, because there's some hard stuff in here. This is a movie that received an R rating. But, you know, if you feel like you can deal with that, man, go to it. And you know what? I didn't go to it this weekend, but I bought a ticket just to support it. I've seen it, and I didn't have time to go again.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's an unusual thing to do. But, man, just these are the kind of movies we absolutely have to support to get the word out and to get our culture and Hollywood's attention that there's another perspective here.
Well, again, I'm encouraged, Michael, with the CinemaScore being A+. I mean, that is phenomenal. So what that says is there's going to be a lot of word of mouth on this, and where, you know, as you said, media outlets wanted nothing to do with this. They denied any kind of advertising with it. and you know, and in talk shows like ours and other outlets that have supported this, the churches have got behind this more so than certainly the Gosnell movie. And you know, so I'm very encouraged by this. I'm encouraged for the sake of the hearts and minds that are going to be changed, and the hearts that are going to be liberated as a result of this, because you cannot come out of this movie the same way you went in.
Oh, I don't think so. And, you know, I'm reading some of the secular reviews are saying, oh, it's mean-spirited, it's just propaganda, it's not true, it distorts the facts. And I'm thinking, well, this is a woman who was, you know, behind Planned Parenthood closed doors for 8 years. I think she knows.
She was a director.
What she's talking about.
She was a director. She's not a receptionist. I mean, she understood the underbelly. She attended management meetings and conferences for which she was, you know, she received what, the Employee of the Year Award or something.
Yeah,
you know,
her clinic got the Clinic of the Year Award.
Right.
Or she got the Director of the Year Award. I don't want to misrepresent it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she knew what was happening. And so, you know, those things, to me, it demonstrates the spiritual reality here. Mm-hmm. And when you try to uncover something this horrific, there's pushback, because those who are advocates for it don't want the truth revealed. Mm-hmm. And this is a movie that pulls back the curtain and reveals the truth and horrific, painful, but I think ultimately redemptive ways.
Without a doubt. And I think, again, we cannot underscore the idea of redemption and relevant to our spiritual liberty and and God's intent, you know, in all this. Because my cry, as yours has been, is that when is enough enough? Is 60 million? Do we got 65 million? Babies have to be. I mean, you know, more genocide with people of color, even Hispanics. I mean, 25%, 40%.
That's the thing, right?
Yes.
I mean, a huge proportion of the women who have abortions are ethnic minorities. They're African Americans. They're Hispanics.
And where are the leaders? Where are the leaders of these?
Yeah.
I mean, Dr. Ben Carson tried to speak out, and he got shouted down. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
As a Black American, I mean, Senator, you're going, well, you know, where's Jesse Jackson? You know, where's Al Sharpton on this?
Right.
I mean, they're murdering your people. I mean, supposedly the people you defend and at every turn and everything, and they're murdering your young babies. And somehow it's okay. It's just Atlas Shrugged. Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Well, as we wrap things up here, we got about a minute left. Dumbo didn't fare so well, comparatively.
No, it didn't. And it really wasn't a very good movie, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't have massive content issues. It, you know, there were some sad things as related to the Dumbo story. But I think that this is one of Disney's very rare misfires. I walked out of this updating of the film, live action updating, and I just felt like it was really flat. Like it had the CGI, it had the big name actors, and the story wasn't terrible, but I just didn't really care, and a lot of critics have responded the same way. I'm not an outlier in that. So, you know, there's some things to check out here. There's one suspenseful scene that I think for younger viewers would be pretty scary. So from a content perspective, that's my biggest, you know, sort of medium-level red flag. Mm-hmm. But, man, not my favorite Disney movie recently, that's for sure.
Yeah, 45 million, 4,200 theaters, and that's what they were able to yield. So big disappointment. They're only hoping that maybe spring break will give them some more money. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Bill.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime.